The U.S. soccer team in its second World Cup game fought tooth and nail to a 1-1 tie against Italy last night. The match was critical for the U.S., which suffered a devastating loss in its opening match last week against the Czech Republic. Even though the Americans didn't win against Italy, the draw is enough to keep the U.S. team in the tournament. NPR's Rachel Martin reports from Berlin.
The game took place in the southwestern German town of Kaiserslautern, but in the capital city, Berlin, thousands of fans waving U.S. and Italian flags gathered in front of the Brandenburg Gate to watch the game projected on a massive screen. After their 3-0 loss last week to the Czech Republic, the Americans were under heavy pressure to stave off a loss to the Italians and keep their World Cup chances alive. But despite the high stakes and the stiff competition, fans like Phil Swanson and his friends from Atlanta remain deliriously optimistic ahead of the game.
We are going to destroy Italy.
Yeah!
From the opening whistle, this game was fast, emotional, and rough, with several dramatic injuries and 3 red card ejections. Italy got its first and only goal when Alberto Gilardino scored in the 22nd minute. But the Americans tied the score just a few minutes later when a U.S. free kick was accidentally knocked into the net by an Italian defender trying to clear the ball away from the goal. Despite the less than glorious circumstances, American fans joyfully welcomed their team's first goal in the tournament. The game took an aggressive turn, starting when Italian player Daniele De Rossi was ejected for elbowing the American Brian McBride, leaving him with a bloodied face. Then American midfielder Pablo Mastroni was thrown out for an illegal side tackle. U.S. player Eddie Pope was the 3rd ejection of the game after a foul early in the second half. The red cards left the Italians short 1 player and the U.S. short 2. Players on both sides looked haggard as they tried to cover the wide open spaces left open after the ejections. The game ended with a score of 1-1, a tough finish for the top-ranked Italians, but American fans here said overall it was a relative success for their team.
My name's Dustin Charter from Seattle, Washington. We dominated the game the whole time. We had more chances, more shots, more opportunities. We should have won the game, but a tie is good enough for now.
The Americans played a much more aggressive game against Italy than they did against the Czech Republic, and it paid off, says Perrin Noor from Rye, New York.
I thought the American team was very quick. And you consider that they did play against the best, one of the best teams of the world. And, the American team is stepping it up. I think they're very strong, very forceful, and I think against Ghana, they have a good chance.
The United States will take on Ghana on Thursday, and a tie won't be good enough then. The U.S. will have to win that game by several goals in order to advance into the second round of the tournament. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.